Now listen to how David got a revelation of this, and he wrote this about this new race of people that will come forth into the earth realm. Hallelujah. While on this earth, we would be born right out of death, right out of the pits and the control of darkness, right here on planet earth, where this world system Satan brought in has fouled up and has fouled up everything, but we will be born out of it into a new kingdom with a new Lord, with the mighty God. And hallelujah, who cannot, and I'll say it again, who cannot be defeated, who cannot be conquered. And we have been joined with this Lord. We have been joined with God Almighty. Hallelujah. So this is what the psalmist says, Psalm 139 and verse 14. I will praise thee. This is why I praise the Lord. This is why you praise the Lord. And we who know the Lord, we don't have no problem praising the Lord. We don't raise our hands just to put on a show. We honor God. We reverence God. We know Him. He is our everything. He is our joy, our peace. He is our life. He is everything we need. And hallelujah, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully, hallelujah, and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I know it right well in my spirit. I know how marvelous are his works. Marvelous are thy works. Woo! You and I that are born of God, we are fearfully, the devil is so afraid that you're going to get the revelation of really who you really are in Christ. He is so fearful. That's why he worked overtime. That's why he pulled every trick he can to keep you away from the Word of God, keep you from studying the Word, keep you from meditating the Word, keep you from believing the Word, try to keep you from believing, practicing the Word, standing on the Word, speaking the Word, confessing the Word, meditating the Word, doing what God says, selling out, giving everything. He does his best to try to keep you distracted, but bless God, I have caught a glimpse of insight into the things of God, and I will not. I am hooked. I am tied. I tied up, bound to. I become a prisoner of the Lord forever and ever and ever. This word is my delight. I delight in the Word of God. He feeds me, teach me. Listen to this. 1 John 4:17. Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Listen to this now. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We are one spirit with the Lord. As he is, and this is what the enemy fought so hard, trying to keep you from getting a revelation, an insight into that you have been made one with God. 1 John said, you of God, little children, 1 John 4:4 said this, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, not going to, but have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Now, I want to read another portion of scripture. I want your undivided attention. And this is, I'm going to read the entire chapter. If I have time, I'm going to read as much as I can now. And it's 1 Corinthians 2. And I'm going to start with verse 1, and I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. So listen carefully, my brothers and sisters. When I first came to proclaim to you the secrets of God, I refused to come as an expert, trying to impress you with my eloquent speech and lofty wisdom. And you know, it's good to speak good and clear, and I'm giving my best shot. But just to have a lot of eloquent words with no meaning, no power, no understanding, don't have a revelation, hadn't heard from God, just talk and talk. Paul said, I didn't come for that, just to try to impress you. You know, people like to do that. But I came to bring you a message, a revelation from God. I want to say that again. And that's what Paul said. I didn't come to impress you how well I could speak. I came for one purpose. Hallelujah. Now listen to verse 2. For while I was with you, I was determined to be consumed with one topic. Jesus. He said, while I was with you, I was consumed with one topic. I was determined to be consumed with one topic, Jesus, the crucified Messiah. One topic. Why did Jesus suffer and go through all that he did physically so? The abuse. I mean, the way he was abused, treated. Why did he take all of this?